You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
This is the news you missed. From the FM 99 studios in Chesapeake, here's Rick Rumble.
Well, you take 1 week off and nothing works. You know what I mean? I push the button, you can count like five Mississippi. No noise. Thanks, Kira. Kira O'Brien, the charming and talented Kira O'Brien, announcing there. Welcome this morning to the news you missed. We start this morning with the unknown. A pilot for American Airlines this week reported seeing a UFO, a claim that American Airlines is not denying.
That's interesting.
The airline has referred all questions to the FBI and is no longer serving drinks in the cockpit. They have taken steps.
I saw a thing. Real fast.
Speaking of drinks, federal prosecutors on Wednesday dropped all drunken driving charges against Bruce Springsteen during what was supposed to be a brief hearing. Prosecutors were reportedly eyes glazed over as Springsteen testified for over 4 hours, including playing all of his hits. He never gets off stage. 4 hours of testimony. He would not get down from the witness stand. As a result of charges being dropped, Jeep says that they will once again begin using their Super Bowl commercial, which features Bruce Springsteen, driving their vehicle and then assuring America that we can all get along if we just try. Hey, Jeep, does that include Native Americans too? Because on Monday, the chief of the Cherokee Nation asked that Jeep no longer use the name Cherokee to sell their vehicles.
Oops.
For 45 years, Jeep has featured a Cherokee or a Grand Cherokee in their lineup. Insiders say that Jeep is considering the request and will likely rebrand the Cherokee as the Washington SUV. Or the Washington Jeep. In COVID news, Germany says they have over 1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine stockpiled that nobody seems to want.
I'll take it.
Authorities said this week that people are not signing up for the shot. Specifically, it's the AstraZeneca vaccine. After some false reporting about its effectiveness made the round.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Officials say they are now very concerned that the unused doses could end up in the hands of douchebag Dave Hester during this fall's storage wars. Now, here we go. Want to get the vaccine?
Yeah!
D-bag.
So likely.
Imagine going to Jared and Brandy's secondhand store to get vaccines. That's hysterical. And finally this morning, well, NASA is still basking in the landing success of its latest Mars rover. They don't want you to forget that we also have a spacecraft that's currently studying the sun.
Oh.
The Parker Solar Probe this week sent back some remarkable images of the backside of Venus, which for a planet has a great ass. Officials also posted some rather detailed photos of Shelley's house with the caption, "Needs thicker drapes." Shh. See everything from up there.
Don't
My
say anything.
God, those cameras. Every week, stories of all kinds make up the news, and so do I. For the news you missed here on FM 99, I'm Rick Rumble.